Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to today's episode of the Influencers Community Podcast with Heaven Umunna, where I'll share with you simple things you can do to become more influential in your community and the world at large. Now, in the last episode, I was with Emmanuel Akpe, and he shared some deep, deep stuffs about becoming influential and making money while at it. I'm going to continue that insightful interview I had with Emmanuel right now. And I want you to pay close attention to everything we are going to share because it will help you greatly. Like, the value in this episode should be packaged as an audio course and sold for nothing less than $20. But it's fine. We're giving it to you free because we love you just like that. You're welcome. So let's head back to the wonderful time I had with Emmanuel Akpe and the insightful things he shared with us. Okay, so I want to ask you something quickly.
Yes.
I'm sure within the time where you've discovered yourself, become a master copywriter, so many things you do, you're also a finance coach,
yes,
and so many things. I'm sure you've seen mistakes some persons make,
yes,
when it comes to trying to monetize this online space and build affluence as much as they are building influence.
Yes.
So what are some of these mistakes you've seen, and how can you, from your understanding, help the next generation avoid it? Because I was listening to Mike Murdock one day,
yes,
and he said, if you see someone who is wise,
yes,
the person has either, I'm just paraphrasing him, yeah, the person has either made a lot of mistakes or has learned from those that have made a lot of mistakes.
Exactly.
And exactly. I know someone listening to us right now,
yes,
is about to learn from the things you would say. So yeah, what are some of these mistakes you've observed,
okay,
that one should avoid?
Okay, so the first mistake I think everyone should avoid is chasing after money. Yes, that's the first mistake. And thank God I learned it early enough. I understood that it is better to attract money than to chase after money. So when people chase after money, they are, whatever they are doing, they put money first instead of putting value first. So the first thing that should always come when you're creating a product or when you are looking to monetize or do anything is people first. You should be helping people solve their problem. Now, you're either getting them out of a pain or you're taking them to a pleasure. So you're getting people out of a pain, yes. So it's either when you solve a problem, you're taking them out of a pain or you're taking them closer to a pleasure. So it should always come from the place of value. The place of value. When people understand that you are not all out for their money, they will always give you their money. This is one thing I understood early, that I don't have to chase after people's money, but I just have to strategically position myself as the person they should come for help. And I love to use the example of Joseph. Joseph could interpret dreams. Now, when he was recommended to Pharaoh to interpret the dream, what he did was, after interpreting the dream, he proffered solutions to what Pharaoh could do. And he didn't even put himself first. He said, let Pharaoh find a man. he didn't put himself first. He said, let Pharaoh find a man. And Pharaoh said, why should we find a man when you are here? You see? So
you are the man.
You are the man we should follow. You are the man we should put there. So when you use this Joseph approach, when you are always out to help people, always out to give value to people, people will naturally love you, people will naturally come close to you, and you can then sell them and they'll feel good paying you. Really, they'll feel good paying you. Another thing is integrity. So people should always put their values first. Put their values first. And it is also connected to the first one, because many times when people are chasing after money, they are always looking out to make money, and they drop their values. So if there's one thing I've learned, is put your values first. Put your values over money. Do not tell lies because you want to make money. Do not cheat people because you want to make money. Do not say this program will do this for you when it's not going to do it for them. Yeah. So let your values, when people understand that you're a man of your words, you're a man of value, you're a man of integrity, then you see them coming over and over and over again. The truth is, most of my classes, what most people don't understand is, most of my classes are people who have bought from me before. So if I have a class of 150 persons, like 120 persons have bought from me before. So what makes them keep coming back is because they know that if he says he's going to do this, he will do it and over-deliver, or he's going to do it as he has said it. And one thing I always tell people is, it is better to under-promise and over-deliver. But it's even best to overpromise and overdeliver, because when you overpromise and you overdeliver, you wow them. People are so connected to you, and whenever you have any other offer coming up again, they'll jump on
pick it.
Yes. So it is very important. Your values, very, very important. Don't trade your value for anything. Don't trade your integrity for anything.
I was going to ask you another question about myths that millennials and the next generation, Generation Z, have about money. But you've already touched a bit on it when you spoke about not chasing money, but attracting it.
Attracting it.
So would you want to share any other point there about some myths persons may have about money?
Okay, so another thing I always tell people about money is one aspect actually I have a calling to, that you can be very rich and very spiritual. So many persons believe that for them to be very pious and very spiritual, then they have to be poor or be broke. Yes, so many persons have this mindset that hinders them. You can be very rich and you can be very spiritual. You can be rich in Christ and very rich in cash.
Rich in cash.
It is very possible.
Yeah, it's true. I forgot to mention Rich Firebrand.
Yes. So that is also
that's a goal you guys are building there. By the way, listeners, Emmanuel Akpe is the founder of a vibrant group of young believers who are their mission is very, very simple: to be rich in Christ and rich in cash. Yes. Like, very straightforward and simple. And I love it. They are redefining the context in which wealth is being perceived in the world now. Like, awesome things that are happening there. The testimonies you used to share on WhatsApp.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
God has been faithful, really. So it's one area, it's one key area I love telling the youths about, so that you can be very anointed, you can have lots of spiritual gifts and still monetize it without feeling bad. Not the gifts now, but the industry level. My mentor, Pastor Moses, will say you are rich in ministry and rich in industry. Mm-hmm. So you have ministry and industry. So you are, it works well. Just like Apostle Selma, I love what he said. When God blesses you, you'll be rich in your soul and rich in your pocket. So that is also very important. So both those things have to go together, and it is possible for them to go together. You don't have to kill one aspect for the other aspect to grow. So you can have both of them.
True.
Yes.
Now, I want to ask you an off-the-record question. It just popped into my head now.
Okay.
Many young... This has to do more with spirituality and ministry aspect.
Yes.
Many young ministers today, they strongly believe in okay, I'm called to do ministry, so I don't have to involve myself with any business or any other thing at all. I'm just going to focus on doing 21 days prayers and fastings. But the ministry has not grown to that level where people would begin to minister material things unto you as you minister spiritual things unto them.
Yeah.
And I've been this advocate on WhatsApp that as much as Peter is doing ministry work, when it's time to pay tax, Jesus sent him back to what he had.
Exactly.
Yeah, the skill he had.
Yeah.
Jesus will not send him to go
and farm.
He sent him.
He didn't tell him to go and do snail farming. He told him to go to the river and to go to the sea. And so he knew. Exactly.
So the question I want to ask is, I don't like talking about it, because if I talk, people say, hey, are you called to teach money? Are you anointed for finance this thing? Okay, fine. I don't have that anointment. Let me get insight from someone who I know has worked under this mantle. What do you think? Like, how can ministers of the gospel find a way to still profit as much as they are doing ministry work, especially in that early stage where things are not really coming in, like it's not really looking so buoyant for them? Because nowadays, if you are preaching Jesus and you don't have something in your pocket, your gospel is going to be very, very hard.
Very, very. So I'm telling you, so it's important you ask this, and I think it's something I've also been able to talk to my people about in the Rich Firebrand family, that everyone actually needs skills. Everyone needs skills. Now, there are some people who they can actually come out openly to sell ebooks and sell trainings, okay, because of their spiritual background and the way the Holy Spirit has dealt with them. But is it possible to sell this your soft skills on platforms like Upwork, on Fiverr?
Yeah.
Is it possible?
Yeah.
It is very possible. You get. So there are some things that you don't have to come out. Not everybody will come out just like myself and you were doing. You get. So, but it is also very, very, there are also places where you can make money without being so open and out there.
Open.
You get. So there are freelancing platforms, there are affiliate links or affiliate platforms. You could even recommend to your people and say, okay, I tried this product out and it worked for me. Can you guys try it? I recommend you try it. And for everybody who goes to the link to buy, you're giving 50% out of it. You get. So it's not just like you said, it is very important that there is a source of income coming in, so that before the material blessings and people can keep coming and giving you, before it comes, okay, that one is also coming in, you see. So when it gets to the point where you can now monitor, we talked about Pastor Sam Adeyemi. He's into ministry. Yeah. He has a church. He has thousands of people, but he's still able to monetize that aspect. Bishop Oyedepo has a very big school, two universities, Covenant University, Landmark University, has over 100 books, has a publishing arm of the church, has an estate ongoing. Has
multiple
streams.
It's no longer a stream, it's river.
Multiple rivers, you get. And he's still doing the work of God very well. Very, very well. So there's always a place to balance it. And truly the Holy Spirit knows how best to tell us what to do. For some of us, just like I said, for some of us, he can allow us, because I've had lots of this question, for some of us, he can allow us go out openly. But for others, there are also things he can tell you to do at the back, which will not say affect your ministry in the front end.
Network again is using this thing.
Sorry.
Sorry. So if you can hear me, we may have to retake.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. So for so many of us, we can actually come out just like me and you. we can come out and still talk about Christ and sell our products. But for others, what are the other things you can do? Can you try freelancing? Can you even do social media management? You can be doing social media management for a company and your name is not out there. You just come in and drop content. Let's say you can even schedule content for five times a day and go and rest. And you're paid over 100 or 200,000 naira for doing that. And your name is not out, like your face is not out there as the person selling. You see? So there are always ways to balance this thing.
Wow. Thank you so much for bringing an understanding in that aspect. I'm sure a lot of persons listening to this can breathe in and out now. So I have two more questions. One is from a friend from WhatsApp, someone from my WhatsApp community. But before I ask you that question, I'm fascinated at how you generate ideas. And I know many persons listening to this would love to know how to come up with the best of ideas. I've seen you come up with ideas over and over and over and over again. And these ideas, they make you nothing less than 5 to 6 figures.
Exactly.
In January, you came with
$10
challenge. You made money in January, February. But I think you even did a match cohort.
Yes, there was a match cohort, yes.
Then the next one, you came up with, there are so many ideas you come up with.
It's my brain.
One that's about to happen in the month of May. And then when that one is over, you just produce another idea. So how do you come up, how do you come up with your ideas from what you love to do, from what you know how to do? How do you process and generate ideas that turn into cash for you?
Amazing. Thank you so much for this question. So this is one aspect that I've actually mastered. First, which I always say, it is from my relationship with the Holy Spirit. So for everyone listening to this, this is very, very key. Most of my ideas, most times, if not 90% of the times, come from prayer. I'm praying. I'm not even praying concerning something that concerns my idea, and it just tells me, this is it. And I'm okay, I pen it down. So most times when I'm praying, I'm always with a pen and a paper. So I'm praying and listening what he's going to say next. So especially the last one, he just told me, money me. I said, okay, money me. money me, okay. So I had to go on and ask him what next to do. But the other thing I need to also put is when you read, okay, when you read things concerning, especially, let me put this point first. When you pay attention to what your people actually need, it is very easy to generate ideas from them. If you pay attention to what they are complaining about, vexing about. Okay, so many persons are not making money, like the corona business. Many persons want to make money from the home, so from their home. So I said, okay, why don't I teach them 10 ways to make money from their home? So we started the corona-proof businesses. Okay, and over 49 persons. Now the $10 challenge actually came from another place. That's a book where I was talking about your knowledge also of what other people are doing.
True.
Okay, and how you can apply this. This is something also that works for me very well, because just like the Bible also says, the Holy Spirit will remind you of the things that He has stored in you. Okay, so when you gather lots of knowledge, when you look at what people are doing, the industry leaders, if an industry leader is doing a program and he calls it Make Money This Year, okay, then can you find a way to do your own? Make money this month, or make money this week. You get?
Just can
you
model?
Can you model exactly? That's the word. Can you model after them? So, like, I always tell you, there are no copyright laws for those who know how to copyright. If you know how to copyright,
enter.
If you know how to copyright, there are no copyright laws. Go and see what people are doing and find a way. There are lots of persons doing things in other countries, America, US, Canada. There are people doing, your mentors. Look at what they are doing and see how you can model it in the Nigerian space. You may not be able to charge as high as they're charging $497, $1,097, but can you charge your own at $5,000, $10,000? It is very possible. And you can also use their template. So you're modeling after them. You just go and see what this person did. See the kind of things he's offering. You say, okay, I cannot offer this one. I can offer this. I cannot offer this. I can offer this. And by the time you're done, you would have come out with a very good program. So modeling is also very, very important. Then reading. As you keep on reading, as you keep, because there's something I learned from Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, when there's a part of our brain, I can't really get that right, but it's just like, okay. It's just like when you say you want to buy a bicycle, what your brain does to you is your brain makes you see bicycles more than every other thing. So you go out that day and you count you count over 50 bicycles that day, and you'll be wondering if those bicycles what happened. Even if it's car, you want to buy a red car, and
everywhere
you start seeing that car, you just pay attention. It's not because the car have not been there before now, or they've not been passing, but you now have an attention. Your brain is now more attentive to that car. You get
true.
So when you understand your customers and you pay attention to them, your brain will be able to pick out ideas and pick out things they need easily. So you can just bring it up and make an offer. And that's another thing, that's the last thing I also put, that it's not enough to just have an idea, you must be able to make an offer out of it. So you have to make an irresistible offer. And this is one thing we teach in copywriting, that is a difference between a product and an offer. A product is just Gary. An offer is Eba, egusi soup with all the condiments. So that is an offer is something that people cannot my student will say, if I miss this one, let me do myself.
So how can can you just share with us a few tips on how to create
an offer? So an offer is number one, it has the customer has to be winning. So whatever you're doing, if you're creating an offer, I like to put it, if you have 100,000 naira in your hand and you tell someone, give me 10,000 naira, let us exchange. Is this possible? Is this something someone will accept? Amazing. The person will accept. So everybody will accept to give you 10,000 naira to collect 100,000 naira. So you must be able to bring the perceived value. So there's something called perceived value. You'll be able to increase the perceived value of what you're bringing out. So how you're going to do this could be with products, could be with bonuses, could be with videos, could be with mentorships. I'm talking in the terms of training now. But even if it's not, even if it's a physical product, what are the little things you can give, like support, or the small things you can add that will make it irresistible? So these are the things you must keep in place. So the bonuses have to be there. This is another very key thing. So the place of greed. The place of greed and scarcity. So people need to know that if I pay this thing today, or if I get this, I'm going to win this guy. So it's connected in a way, but there has to be that place of greed. People are greedy. People want to win you. They want to earn more than you. You get. So you must bring that greed part, and there has to be scarcity in it, so that people know that if I don't take this offer today, I'm going to lose out.
I lose.
The fear of missing out, the FOMO, fear of missing out has to be there. If I miss out of this, let me do myself. So the offer, when the idea comes, you have to Just write the idea out, but see how you're going to make it into an offer. So for the battle of copywriting, when it came out, I was like, how do I make this irresistible to people? So I looked at my copywriting library is worth over 800,000. I said, okay, let me put this.
Wow.
My ebooks is worth 9,000. There are six of my ebooks. I'm giving it out for free.
Mm-hmm.
Certificates is worth over 10,000. I'm giving it out for free. You'll get a free certificate. Now, and I added again, for the first 10 persons or the best 10 persons that's making it competitive, they'll work with me in my team. And people are like, no way. So how much are they going to pay for this?
It's a win-win.
And they're even winning more. So how much are you going to pay for this? I normally charge 50,000 naira for this, but I'm willing to charge you 20,000 naira. But if you're going to pay today, just pay 5,000 naira. And that day, over 50 persons made payment.
Ah, that was like miracle. I was watching your status. See people. I'm like, this is not a free class. This is paid. Like, it's not 1K class. 5K. Yes, people flying in.
And people were running in. And over 140 persons made payment before we closed payment. So that is one way to make sure you can actually increase the perceived value. When you increase the perceived value, increase the perceived value, increase the perceived value, when you hit the actual value, people are like, no way, I'm going in. I have to pay for this. And trust me, those who didn't pay are warming up for the second batch, which is coming up on the 11th of May.
Of May.
So,
awesome. There will be another batch.
Yes, there will be a batch B.
Please, if you are listening to this and you don't know about copywriting, I beg you in the name of the Lord, I offer you into the hands of Emmanuel Akpe. You will not regret it. After this interview, I would direct you guys on how to reach out to him. But the class is worth every penny. Do you know, there was one Sunday afternoon I came online.
Yes.
And I was just going through my WhatsApp status and I was seeing deadly, deadly offers.
Yeah, yeah.
I told you about it.
Yes, you did.
See people making offers on their WhatsApp status.
Yes.
If you buy this, you get this.
Yes.
This. I was like, hey, what's happening? When I saw 2, 3, 4, I said, no. There's something going on.
Yeah.
So I asked one of them, are you taking the Bachelor of Copyright? And they say yes. Yeah. I asked another one, they say yes. And I asked the third person. Princess is very close to me.
Yes.
I recommended her to the class.
Yes.
So she said, yeah, that it was an assignment you gave them.
Yeah.
Like, uh-huh. No wonder.
The amazing thing is most people who did that assignment, if not 90% of them, made times three to times five of what they paid for the Bachelor of Copywriting class.
Yeah.
Because I know. Yes.
I know personally that I don't want to mention names, but I know about three persons who organized a class.
Yes.
That period, and they had at least 10 to 20 persons coming to their class.
Exactly.
They definitely made like 5 times, 10 times of their investment back on the sport.
Exactly. And that's one thing about copywriting. It is applicable. You can know real time if you are actually learning it or not. So I've had lots of testimonies of people who told me, so I applied this principle and I saw an increase in conversion. Copywriting is so real. You will know if it is working on. You can know tomorrow or today, the next 5 minutes, if it's really working or not. So you can always apply it. As far as there are humans around you, as far as there are people around you, you can always apply it and see if it is really working. So that is it.
Mm.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Well, I've spent so much time with you yesterday. Let me just ask you the last question quickly.
Okay.
So my friend from my WhatsApp community, shout out to everybody on my WhatsApp community, Tim Dalu, he asked me a question for you. He said, please, sir, can you please give me tips on how to see what is in my hand that can actually bring in money?
Okay.
For me, it seems like the more I look, the less I see.
Okay.
He's asking how can he... we preachers would always shout on Sunday, Moses, what is in your hand?
Yes,
what do you have in your house?
Yes.
What is in your hand?
Yes.
But after all the shouting, what is in your hand? Somebody needs to take us by the hand and make us to see the value in what we have and how we can make money with it. So how does someone who is clueless right now, listening to this, how does he look and see what is in his hand and then turn it into a valuable thing?
Okay, so I think we mentioned first that what comes to you with ease comes to you with please. Yes. So it is very important that you know that there are some things you can do that comes easily to you, okay? So I will suggest that you write out three of those things. What is those things people compliment you about? Now, another key thing I also put is, it's very important to know, because it's just as important to make money, but making money and enjoying what you're doing. So what is that thing that you can do for 2 hours that would look like you did it for 20 minutes? Write it down. What is that thing that when you do for 2 hours, for example, we've been talking for over an hour.
Over an hour. We're existing.
It seems like it is just 10 minutes. It's just, you get, so it shows that we both love talking, right? So there are people who they don't like talking. They prefer maybe singing and the rest, you get. So there are things you cannot do. Please don't go to those ones. Personally, I always tell people that if something has feathers, it cannot be a lion. If an animal has feathers, you just know it's not a lion. So if you hear somebody singing, you just know that it's not a man or actor that is singing. Because my ministry is not in singing. Maybe if you hear me singing in my secret place, me and the Holy Spirit, you understand. He lost my voice the way I am. But if you see me on the podium now singing like that, please, you just know that something is not happening. It's not right. You get so there are things that you don't like doing. Just please don't do it. So don't focus on your weaknesses. Okay, look at your strengths. Dan Locke will always say, if you focus on your weaknesses, you end up building strong weaknesses. So you don't focus on your weaknesses. Focus on your strengths.
Network again.
Oh, sorry. I think sometimes when my phone goes off, I think I'll just... Oh, can you hear me now?
Okay, yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. So I think it's actually... maybe when my phone closes, it happens. So I'll just keep it open.
I'll just add that part. No problem.
So there's something that Locke also says, that if... you focus on your weaknesses, you end up building strong weaknesses. So don't focus on your weaknesses. So focus on your strengths. Look at those skills that are aligned to your strength. Now, this is how I picked copywriting. I never knew what copywriting was about until 3 years ago. But I always knew that I loved writing. Then two, I loved selling. Yes, so these two things come to me. I would say selling is so natural to me, but because of my communication skills, I can sell things. Okay? So and one thing I've actually realized is it's actually trainable and learnable. So don't say, because me, I don't like. But I knew from time. So personally, I knew from time that I could sell. So when I realized that writing and selling is called copywriting, I picked it as a skill. You see? So when these two things, so look at the confluence side. So it could be that you love speaking and you can sell. So you have platform closing. There's a skill called platform closing. So there are people who go on platforms, speak to people and close them. That's they make sales on platform. So Russell Brunson is one of those persons. Peng Joon is one of those persons. Grant Cardone is one of those persons that are very good at even Dan Locke is very good at platform closing. So they can speak to a large audience of people and close them in 60 minutes. And convert them to sales. So there are things you can do. So look at 1, 2, 3 things. I will give you something that almost anybody can do, social media management. So that is one skill that every millennial or every person who is young and can press their phone should look into. You get, so it's not enough to just press your phone and go around. You must be strategic about it. You must know what the brand needs. You must know, you must understand content creation and know how to sell to people. You get, so, but if you look at those things, at least you should know what to start with. Then when you start, as you keep going, you will know what you need to do, what you need to drop. You get. So when I started, I started my first class that I did on Mobile Business Masterclass, I had like 10 businesses I was doing. But at the time I was like, okay, this business is this one, it's not my thing. I'm actually selling, I'm actually teaching people, but why don't I just triple down on the ones that I actually have results on? And I started doing the copywriting and Fiverr training, which is one of my best-selling trainings. I've done over 64 times, 64 editions. So,
true.
So it is important to know, to keep on cutting out things you don't want to do, things you don't want. So if you don't even know what you want to do, just make sure you know what you don't want to do.
What you don't want, to narrow down your choice for you.
Exactly. So when you keep on doing that, you know, you now have one thing that you want to be known for.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. I begged you for 30 minutes and look at me. You're taking 1 hour of your time today.
And I've enjoyed every bit of it.
Whoa. Thank you so much today for sharing your time with us. I deeply appreciate every counsel, every insight, your story, everything you shared with us today.
Thank you so much.
And for you listening to us, I hope you had a wonderful time. I hope you enjoyed our discussions. Please reach out to Emmanuel Akpe. How can someone connect with you? If someone needs to reach out to you and connect with you now to be able to take advantage of your training coming up in May and the copywriting class also, how can someone reach out to you?
Okay, so on Facebook, I'm Emmanuel Akpe Emilunia. Yeah. So Emmanuel, okay. Yes, Emmanuel, Emmanuel Akpe, Emilunia, Emmyllionire. But easily on WhatsApp, it's 070-3632-2882. Again, 070-3632-2882. On our Instagram, just search Emmanuel Akpe. You see Prince of Copywriting, or you see Real Emmanuel Akpe. Both accounts belong to me. One is a personal account, one is a business account. You can reach me on any of them. I'll still reply from there. So Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram. My website is under construction, emmanuelakpe.com. If you go there, you see they're still working on it. But you still see my face. Okay. You still see some of my articles free there. And by God's grace, before the end of the month or by next month, everything should be properly put in place.
Awesome. Wow. Okay. So if you really want to take advantage of the copywriting training or the business, you can still reach out to Emmanuel and get insights on the 10 businesses you can do under this lockdown. The businesses are no respecter of nation or region. Wherever you are in the world, you can practice them, you can engage them.
Exactly.
And if you're having a hard time reaching him, feel free to reach me. I'll connect you, link you up with him. Heaven Umunna on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, every corner and part of the world.
Amazing.
So I'm so glad I had you on today. I really appreciate you again, sir.
Thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate everyone who has listened up to this moment. Well, until when next I come your way again next week, don't forget, keep being influential.